From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. First, Avatar conquered the box office, and on Thursday it makes a play for your living room on DVD and Blu-ray. But the release will be in regular 2D, not 3D. You'll have to wait until the holidays for the extra dimension. Ever since the film arrived in theaters, there's been a race to bring 3D technology to screens big and small. And as NPR's Art Silverman reports, stereoscopic viewing is no longer a guilty pleasure only for the secular world.
I went to an exhibition of 3D TV here in Washington, D.C., and I was impressed watching perspiring men shoot hoops, climbers descend into the Grand Canyon, and 3D fish swim about.
It makes you feel like you're truly in the ocean.
That's fellow gawker Darren Dedre of Tyson's Corner, Virginia. So, if 3D technology can take us under the water, could it let us see someone special walk on the water?
Welcome to 3DCatholicTV.com. We're glad you stopped by.
Catholic TV out of Boston has gone 3D.
I'm Father Reed, and these are my 3D glasses.
So far, so good, but here's the trouble. There's no storytelling. Catholic TV's website is mostly travelogue. Walks through St. Peter's Square or tours of the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. I expect 3D to give me some spectacular vision.
I would show the transformations of the body of Christ.
That's Professor Angela Zito. She's the co-director of the Center for Religion and Media at New York University. While Zito wishes the Catholic video outlet was generating more vivid content, she's not at all surprised that the church has embraced 3D.
Printing was actually invented by Chinese Buddhists in order to produce sutras.
What excites Zito about the potential of 3D for religion is that the technology allows us to see the unseeable.
Our imaginations don't work in a vacuum. They actually require a kind of vehicle or something to inspire them. And I don't think that this is going to limit our imaginations. I think it's going to concretize more seductively the things that we can imagine.
Once Catholic TV lets us use our imaginations more, it will have greater impact on viewers. Catholic TV's father, Robert Reed, says that at this point, 3D TV is still just a gimmick for them.
Considering the fact that our faith has so many dimensions, it just seemed sensible to me to look at 3D and to see what we could do with it right now and how we could use it in the future.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me to pray the glorious mysteries of the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today, we are standing here in Piazza San Pietro.
For now, Catholic TV has the future to itself. No other religion has 3D plans. Not the Mormons, not the Baptists, not the Muslims, not the Hindus. Even the Jews are still operating in 2D.
In the past, 3D came and went. I am very skeptical.
That's Rabbi Mark Golub, president and executive producer of Shalom TV.
We are still, you know, sort of, we're horse and buggy here. The Jewish community has focused all of its attention in the past on print and the print media. We are the people of the book.
And Rabbi Golub has no envy about being beaten to 3D by a Catholic TV outlet.
The Catholics have always beat the Jews.
So for now, Catholic TV has the field all to itself, hoping that if they can capture the eyeballs of viewers, the hearts and souls will follow. Art Silverman, NPR News.